about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Go ahead, caller. I'm listening.
Go back to Seattle.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I am the number one human being in music. That means any person that's living or breathing is number two. I want you to look at this camera. I have not done any drugs. I've drank a little bit, but even if I wasn't drinking, I would tell you the same thing. What do it take to be number one? You are in the presence of a champion. Bow in the presence of greatness, family.
Verdict, mind-blowing.
That brought my mind to a complete halt.
Why isn't Pluto a planet anymore?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't Pluto a planet anymore?
Pluto's not a planet anymore?
That's what I heard.
I don't believe it. Where'd you get your source?
I heard on the news.
Planets don't just disappear.
And now.
Hi. Are you high? I am.
Our feature presentation.
No, they don't just disappear. They get downgraded.
They're degraded.
It's just a rock.
Yeah, that already hurts enough. Thank you very much. Yeah. We don't need to elaborate on that situation.
Morning, everybody. It is an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Thursday morning.
Beer mug, I got somebody in the news that you can look up to.
Who?
This could be your new favorite person in the world. Her name is Suzanne Eman, not sure.
Hot.
She is, is she hot. She's a single mother of two. I don't know if that's a deal breaker for you or not, Mugs. But she is on track to be, and her goal is to be, the world's fattest woman. That's what she's she's hoping to be. She currently only weighs 728 pounds.
That's all?
But she is eating more than 20,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
And I do have a rundown of a typical day of what she eats here in a minute. She says her shape is a turn-on for some men and that she models for supersized websites. She says, the bigger I get, the better I feel. I feel confident and sexy.
She looks like she's gained weight.
She certainly has.
This is weird because people that weigh that much are never happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless
she's just she's trying to play tricks on her brain, accepting it and pretending like she's happy, because that's anything else would be tough. By the way, no mention of a husband or a boyfriend in this article, so I don't know how super confident and sexy she can really feel. She says, 2 years ago, when I hit 500 pounds, I noticed that I actually started attracting more men. It made me feel good. Her goal, by the way, is to be 1,600 pounds. That's what she hopes to be.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Because wasn't the guy that they had to take out of the house with a crane, wasn't he like 1,200 or...
Yeah.
I think he was.
Less. Yeah.
I think
800 or 900. I mean, that's crazy.
I don't think you survive that. Don't your internal organs just get crushed?
They just say, F you. We're not taking this.
You can't walk. Can't walk after. Can't you walk now?
Well, I see pictures of her standing, so I guess. Why not see how fat I can get? I want to break the stigma that being fat is a bad thing. She goes grocery shopping. She's in Casa Grande, Arizona, by the way, Kevin.
Great.
She goes grocery shopping once a week. She spends 8 hours filling up six baskets with food during her monthly supermarket shop. She only goes once a month. So here's a typical breakfast for your girlfriend here, Mugs. 6 scrambled eggs and butter, 1/2 pound of bacon, 4 hash browns, 6 pieces of toast and butter, and a 32-ounce cream shake.
Sweet.
Wow.
It's just pure whipped cream. That's the shake.
You've got a weight problem, and you know it.
For dinner, she likes 12 filled tacos with 1 cup sour cream, a 2-liter bottle of soda. She snacks on a bag of cookies, 2 liters of soft drinks, potato chips, ham and cheese sandwiches. For dessert, she has 8 scoops of vanilla ice cream and a small pan of brownies.
Oh, my God.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
I can't even hold a flame to her.
No,
cup of sour cream with her tacos.
Here's what's weird, though, with her, though, is that she wants to prove a point that plus-size women, and by the way, this isn't plus. This is to the power of. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not just plus-size women. But is a good thing or change the stigma or whatever. Her body is going to, I mean, her heart is going to stop. Yeah. It is going to kill her.
I don't think she's really getting fatter because she's trying to prove a point or that she got to this weight. I think she can't stop. And
so
just figures,
I'm
gonna this is how
say
she's
gonna I'm going
spin it.
For the
yeah.
record.
And you know she can't work. So if she really can get any kind of income from modeling for these like fetish magazines, I guess that's what you do.
But it seems like she's fat enough to be on those websites without gaining more weight. You know, it seems like once you're
I mean, look at her.
She's got elbow cleavage.
She said, I do stretches and exercises every day because my muscles need to hold my weight. I have to stay strong. I take my blood pressure once a week. I check signs like blood sugar levels. If any readings go above a certain level, then I'll contact my doctor. But I haven't gone near the danger zone yet. I'd like to find out if it's possible to reach a ton.
What? Obesity. Adiposity. Corpulence. Whatever word you use, it represents one thing. Being a big fat ass.
Well, congratulations, Mug. You found your soulmate today.
I love her.
The difference is Muggs has the metabolism that he doesn't look like what he eats.
Yeah, that's
which,
true.
Which is good. As do I, which is also good. We'd be 600 pounds each if we did. But, wow, we might have to talk to her.
Yeah, yeah. I bet we could.
That'd be crazy. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Naked.
Sure.
Why not?
Fine with me. Chester Bennington?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might know him as the lead singer from a little band called Linkin Park.
Yep.
He's going to be in studio today. We have a brand new internet roundup for you.
Okay.
We have Jeremy Piven, who, of course, is on Entourage and is also in Spy Kids 4. I don't know if you heard the showbiz yesterday, but Ralph told us that Shaquille O'Neal, is going to school to be a movie director. Now, we all heard that he wanted to be a sheriff's deputy, but that, I guess that's not enough for him. He's going to need to get into the entertainment business as well.
So he's just the latest actor to go on the other side of the camera, then?
I guess. And by actor...
A guy who was paid to be in movies.
You mean non-actor.
Because right, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a brand new show that it might blow your mind. It's possible that if you listen to this particular show, your mind will be blown.
Ooh.
And then you'll just walk around and you'll just be drooling for the rest of your life.
Wow.
It's called Karaoke Battle USA.
Oh.
And wow. Wow. Here's the thing. It's a this past Friday, it was a two-hour show. Now, the highlights that I brought in were for the first 10 minutes.
And there's 2 hours of that deliciousness?
And then didn't watch through any of the rest. Didn't need to. Had plenty to make fun of.
That's great.
Isn't karaoke one of those things that's only enjoyable when you're drunk?
Yes.
So why put it on television?
I don't know.
A lot of people drink at home.
To me, it's, you know, American Idol's the same thing because they're singing somebody else's song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's karaoke. But at least this, they're attempting to make it sound like it's a competition and... they're trying to find the two contestants from the U.S. that can compete at the world karaoke competition in Ireland. Yeah, who knew? Who knew this existed? Why does it exist? And who cares if we have that belt, that whatever they give you, the championship? What do you think? They have a trophy or
a microphone?
Yeah. A microphone?
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that, yeah.
But it's bad. It's all
bad.
Can't
wait.
And we have your tickets for Breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Woohoo!
So that's coming up as well on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show, coming up just after the top of the hour, we talk to a guy who has made a documentary about the band Kings of Leon.
I love Kings of Leon when they were good back before.
How they got from where they are to where they were to where they are now to where they're probably going to be broken up by the end of the year. All of that coming up here on the Kevin Weed Show. First, though, Ralph Garman joins us with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Congratulations. Where's my camera? Come on. Come on, people, now.
I got it.
Smile on your brother.
It's set up over here.
What's going on over here there, Muggs? What's the deal with this particular machine?
Got that one. You don't want to come out and play.
Hi. How's that going for you? Don't rush, man. Just
all right, come
take
over
your time. Just stroll around.
Pull it up over here.
What do you got? There we go.
All right.
There we go.
I changed nothing, by the way.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Support staff. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. Congratulations to one of our favorites around here, Amber Tamblyn, the lovely and talented actress. You probably remember her as Joan of Arcadia. She used to talk to God way back when.
Correct.
Then she put on some magic pants with her girlfriends, and they traveled all over the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then she was on House.
Right.
And now she's engaged to another one of our favorites, Arrested Development star David Cross.
They've been together a while.
They've been together at least 2 years officially. Rumors were they started seeing each other as early as 2008, but they've been public about the relationship for at least the past 2 years, and now they are engaged. So congratulations to David Cross, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like them both. I'm happy for both of them.
David Cross wins.
Good thing he's in showbiz, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. He is 47 and looks like David Cross.
She's 28 and looks like Amber Tamblyn.
Remember when she came in and when he came in and we were interviewing him and she was in the other room?
Yeah.
And we were all trying to figure out a way to make it so that he went in the other room and she came in.
Right.
We were unable to do that.
We were completely unable to do that.
A little trouble for Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
Good.
No.
Yes.
What's going on with my sweet Taylor?
She,
I love her so much.
Listen, don't put your taint on everything, would you please?
I'm a big fan, that's
Can
all.
You put your taint on
Only if you're really bendy.
How do you do that? DJ Taint is able to taint anything that's good by just...
Why, just because I'm a fan of hers, all of a sudden I'm a bad person?
My sweet Taylor, the way you slap your sweet taint on...
What? Come on now with that.
What's going on with Taylor?
That's a bad visual.
She hired some Nashville cops to protect her.
Right.
While she was in town for her tour, she hired some of the Nashville PD to drive for her security team. Turns out accepting side jobs is a big no-no there in Nashville.
Oh, I thought they were allowed to do that.
Turns out they're not.
Huh.
And they were trying to do it on the sly, and now they got busted. And so Taylor Swift has been sentenced to death.
That's not the case at all.
That is, they are very strict in Nashville.
But that's not it. That's you added that.
Did you guys see the video from over the weekend of her wardrobe malfunction in her concert recently?
No, but I'd like to.
Her her dress blew up, Marilyn Monroe style blow up from that famous movie.
Sweet.
And her underwear was on display for all to see. She handled it pretty well, but the crowd seemed to enjoy it.
So all you saw was her underwear?
Yeah, it was just underwear.
Granny panties.
Yeah, they were granny panties. Bugs is right.
They were granny panties.
Yeah,
what?
They were.
Boring.
Granny panties.
How would you like to sit down at this lunch date? How would you like to be a fly on the wall for this couple having a long conversation over lunch? 50 Cent and Goldie Hawn apparently spent the day together the other day having lunch together, according to the New York Post.
How's your food? Good. How's your food?
No, they were two chatterboxes, onlookers said. They just talked nonstop for a couple of hours.
How's your food now?
In the course of their dinner, their lunch date, rather.
I would love to hear that.
No reason was given as to why the two of them would be together over a meal, but apparently they had quite the good time.
Look, I didn't get what he was doing with Chelsea Handler, but he's got to at least have more to say to her than he does to Goldie Hawn, right?
Well, he was banging Chelsea Handler. I don't think he's banging Goldie. Apparently it was some sort of business lunch or something, but what a fascinating couple.
Yeah.
That would be my new favorite reality show. Take two people, just have no business being together, sit them at a table, and then just film them having lunch and see what happens.
That's a great idea,
and then
by
they
way.
Move into an apartment together.
they're the odd couple.
I mean, imagine, you're so right, Ralph. How awesome would it be to tune in and the show this week is David Lynch having lunch with Snooki?
Yeah.
Just to see what they talk about. God.
So how did you find Italy? Was that an enjoyable trip for you, Snooki?
Bean, awesome. You've heard David Lynch's new music, right?
I have not.
Of course.
I have not.
I own the original master tapes.
I know he's got
the
album coming out next month.
Okay, if you've not heard it, please promise me that you will avoid it. That you will not only not search it out, but if it comes on, you will not listen to it because I want to play it for you.
We'd like to have you hear it fresh here
Stay
on the
away
Kevin
from
and Bean
it.
Show.
Is this the song he did with What's-Her-Face?
We don't know.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, not that one. There's two new ones that have been released. The official videos have been released for the songs off of his new album.
Contrary to your nature, but try to stay away from it.
I do like to stick
I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can we do it soon on the show so I can hear it, though?
Well, yeah, we'll figure out a time.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay.
Times are tough, even for show business royalty. Burt Reynolds apparently is being hauled into court because he hasn't made a payment on his Florida mansion in over a year.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Boom, boom, ba-doom. Poor Bert. Can't afford his mortgage. Mm. This guy was one of the biggest movie stars in the world for like a decade.
And TV for however
long.
Yeah,
had the successful sitcom after his movie career kind of sputtered. But come on with the come on.
Wow. That sucks.
This is apparently a pretty nice place, too. He's had it forever. It's got swimming pools, several, a private beach, a boat dock there in Florida. It's got its own movie theater. And even a hair salon, which never gets used. True.
It does seem like if you're in a position like Burt Reynolds, you go ahead and buy that dream house, but while you're making the money, you pay it off so that when you're not making very much money, you don't have a mortgage anymore.
Yeah.
You would think.
It just stuns me that he could be broke, given the years and years of success that he's had. Although, that being said, When's the last time you saw him or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
been a while. So I guess you can burn through that money pretty quick when you have a mansion to upkeep. And Taylor Momsen has announced she is finished with acting.
Done.
Finally, something we can all agree on, Taylor. The 18-year-old tells Elle magazine that she's quit acting forever. She's going to focus full-time on her musical career.
Yes!
She says she hopes to play music for the rest of her life and that acting means nothing but music is everything. So we wish her all the best.
Sure.
Oh, I love Gossip Girl. I'm going to miss Taylor Momsen.
I have a clip of her music, if you'd like to.
Of her, what's that, the Pretty Reckless? What's the name of her band? I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but here's a little piece of her music.
Here's my favorite part.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that's...
I think she's got a big career ahead of her.
I'm not sure that's going to work.
Looking forward to it. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays while we're talking about show business royalty. Robert Redford, the legendary Robert Redford, 75 years old today.
We see a lot of people that are well-respected throughout their entire life in the showbiz world.
Has never really taken a misstep, this guy. Has gone effortlessly from a superstar, movie star, pretty boy, matinee idol, into one of the most respected directors in Hollywood.
And not a lot of scandal that I'm aware of.
No,
I
mean, just scandal.
Started the Sundance Film Festival, which is now, of course, is legendary up there in Utah, and really has had quite the life and career.
Yeah.
Not a bad job there. Big bucket of win, as my buddy Kevin Smith would say about Robert Redford. Roman Polanski. Okay, there's a guy.
Maybe. A little bit of scandal.
Could be on the other side of those scales if we were measuring the two. He is 78 years old today. Actor-comedian Dennis Leary, 54 years old. Madeline Stowe is 53 years old. Everlast celebrates his 42nd birthday today, as does Christian Slater. Edward Norton is also 42. Malcolm Jamal Warner, who is Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, 41 years old today. Andy Samberg celebrates his 33rd birthday. And Master Killa of Wu-Tang Clan, Master Killa.
Master.
He is 42 years old today. And, of course, our love goes out to the owner, manager of Wu-Tang. We met in Vegas. We had a good time with you. So thank you so much. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I was not aware of this TV show, Karaoke Battle USA. Were you, Bean?
No, never heard of it before.
Just happened to catch it. It was on, I believe, ABC on Friday night.
Okay.
Wow, network.
And I'm going to play some highlights for you now.
Okay.
And it's got to be pretty tough to break through with a singing competition, right? Because you got American Idol, and then you have The Voice, and then you have America's Got Talent. There are a bunch of singers on that. So how do you do it? Do you go big, or do you just... Maybe the low profile is the way to go. Maybe come in under the radar and kind of start off small. So that you can stand out a little bit, because everybody else seems to be hyping themselves a little too much. I'm going to play the intro in its entirety because it needs to be heard that way.
Millions of everyday Americans share a secret dream.
This is me telling the world, hey, there's nothing wrong with being a karaoke freak.
And now, one event is giving those singers the chance to take center stage. Grab the mic and follow the words. In a battle to represent the United States on the karaoke world stage. This is Karaoke Battle USA.
The karaoke battle just started!
It's a battle of wills.
I think I'm the best at what I do.
A battle of talent.
Vocally flawless.
A battle of emotions.
That was dreadful!
I can't even talk.
And a singing battle to the very end.
You have just rattled this battle!
America, get ready to get hooked on the most fun singing competition of the summer. Because the battle starts now.
All right!
So they're competing to be the heavyweight boxing champions of the world, right?
Yes.
That's what this is about? It sounds
and
like
they're showing the American flag and everything America. They're wrapping the entire show in USA, USA. Apparently there's a world championship and we need to go there and win. I don't know. What's
different about winning a karaoke competition versus winning any other kind of singing competition? I mean, if you're a good singer, you'll be good at all of them, right?
Nothing.
Okay.
So I just want to reiterate a few words, if I could. Grab the mic and follow the words.
Yes, I love that.
Represent the United States on the karaoke world stage. Didn't know there was one. A battle of wills, a battle of talent, and a battle of emotions.
I heard there's a battle that'll rattle.
You rattled the battle.
Too. Oh, you rattled the battle.
Yes.
Okay.
A singing battle to the very end. Does that mean people die?
It sounds like that.
I hope
I think that's the very end.
I would watch that.
America, get ready to be hooked. So that's all that. Now, how do they pick these people, these competitors?
How do they pick these people, these competitors?
Over the last few months, thousands of karaoke fanatics have belted it out in local bars all across America for a chance to compete at the Karaoke World Championships, the biggest international karaoke competition in the world.
All right. So we're just looking for one guy and one girl going to represent the United States.
Okay.
Okay.
Being asked who the judges are.
Who's judging this show?
Along the way, the singers will be judged by a powerhouse of music industry VIPs.
All right, I'm just going to stop it right there. A powerhouse of music industry VIPs.
Wow.
Now, I don't know who they have, but I mean, The Voice has certainly shown that you can get some high-profile guys, you know? Like, you know, CeeLo and Blake Shelton, Christina Aguilera, people who really do have a background.
No, those are in the middle of the pack. This is a powerhouse of VIPs.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Okay.
Joe Levy, the man who spent his life making and breaking stars as editor of the rock and roll Bible, Rolling Stone.
We are looking for the best in the country to go out into the world and carry our musical message.
She's the six-time platinum princess from Wilson Phillips, Carney Wilson.
Talent is out there, and we're finding it in the funniest, most fabulous places.
And finally, karaoke legend, Brian the Cowboy Scott, who was America's king at the 2009 Karaoke World Championships.
I've been in their shoes. I know the nerves they're feeling. I know the pressure they're under. There is a lot at stake for them. This is the Olympics of karaoke.
This is the Olympics of karaoke.
What? I'm sorry, what's his name?
His name is Brian the Cowboy Scott.
Okay.
And he's the cowboy because he wears a cowboy hat.
Okay.
Then you've got the princess, Carney Wilson.
Yeah.
And then you've got Joe Levy.
Now, the music makes it sound like we're watching Gladiator.
Correct. Yeah, that's what they do through the whole thing, is that if you make the music loud enough, it sounds like something big is going on.
But do they have to wrestle a lion or anything while they sing, or they just go out there and sing?
No, no. So the first contestant is, he's a young kid, maybe 21 or 22. And I'm just going to play the clip of him talking about his mom buying him the machine, and then the mom talking about the kid. They do a little backstory on the contestants.
Nice. I think my mom bought me a karaoke machine just because she really knew that I loved entertaining, and not just singing, but really bringing it to that next level and connecting with the audience.
Every time he'd come home from school, first thing he'd do is take off his pants and turn on Britney or NSYNC, and he would know every move. He just killed it.
All right, so that's his mom. Now, did anything stand out in that little sentence?
Yes. Why do you have to take your pants off to do karaoke?
Every time he'd come home from school, first thing he'd do is take off his pants.
No, how about a follow-up on that?
Yeah, no kidding.
No explanation. Just he comes home and takes off his pants.
Maybe there's something in his pants that he's using as a fake mic. Swinging it around, I don't know.
Every time he comes home, he takes off his pants. So then he goes out on stage and he's talking to the judges. And of course, he starts with "This is for America" because it's all for America.
Of course.
And then he tells them what he's going to sing, and the judges just can't believe it.
This is for America.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to be singing "Share" if I could turn back time.
Oh! No! Oh! No! So they, oh, no, whoa!
No!
What? Is that an outrageously difficult song or something?
I don't know. That's how they're treating it. Like, it's impossible.
So.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Wow. Okay, that's genius.
Okay, that's genius.
This is like a motocross guy going out there saying he's doing a triple backflip. People are just like, this is going to blow my mind if this happens.
Yes. Now, this kid can sing. So he nails it.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
He's a good singer. And then the judges, you know, they really have to respond. And they were standing by the end of his performance.
The energy, the voice, the performance, the song choice. Whoa. Love it. Daring and fun. That was great.
Thank you.
Woo!
Corey, your stars have just aligned, my friend.
Yeah. Wow. That's Brian the Cowboy Scott.
That is what the world is looking for right there.
Thank you.
All right. So they don't give the scores, you know, right away. I guess we find those out later. But I just want to leave you with this. This is a show on Friday nights on ABC called Karaoke Battle USA. Everything's a battle now. But I just want to leave you with this.
Every time he'd come home from school, first thing he'd do is take off his pants.
That's it.
Just remember. Seems too close to his mother, if you want my opinion.
Just remember. Nope. That's not the case, Bean. Maybe his father.
I guess it was no surprise that Shaquille O'Neal finally retired at the end of last season. He had quite a few injuries in those last couple of years. Didn't he play for Boston?
Well, yeah, he did. He had injuries his whole career because he's huge. And knees and ankles can't take that.
Right.
He'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Laker, though, I would imagine.
I would imagine.
Yeah. He's back in the news this time. Of course, I expected he would go full-time into law enforcement once he stopped playing basketball, because that seems to be the thing he's been doing on his with his free time for the past few years. But No, apparently he's getting back into the movie business, this time not in front of the camera. So it doesn't look like we're going to have any kind of a sequel to Kazam or Steel, some of his movies from
the
90s.
Come on. Those are begging for sequels.
Now he wants to be known as the big director. He is going onto the other side of the camera. Shaquille O'Neal going to film school. You think there's any possibility the dude's got talent in that area? Don't know, right?
Don't know.
Hard
Seems
to say.
Unlikely.
I doubt it. I mean, look, everybody's good at certain things. He's good at basketball. He's likable.
Yeah. But, absolutely.
But directing takes a certain talent that not everyone has. And I would guess he doesn't.
Well, he is, he's going for it, and he's serious, and we thought we'd find out more from the big man himself. Shaquille O'Neal joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Shaq.
And by I would guess he does it. I mean, of course he does.
That's right. I'm a new director.
Shaq, you're going to be a director. Now, when did this idea come about? Because, like we said, we thought you were all about law enforcement.
No, I don't even know what you call it. I was law enforcement.
Well, you know how you were always doing the ride-alongs with the police, and you had your own badge and your uniform? You actually assisted with a couple of arrests?
Yeah, I did. Freeze, jive turkey.
Right,
freeze, jive turkey. Did you say freeze, jive turkey?
Yeah. Huh.
What if they don't understand you, though? What if you're running after somebody and you yell freeze, jive turkey? And
I shoot them.
You shoot them, okay. All right.
Okay, well, maybe it's best then you're not sticking with law enforcement. So when do you get the idea to start directing films?
I was in movies. Before law enforcement.
You're in movies before law enforcement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kazam.
Right.
Steel.
not classics.
Yeah, classics.
Okay, classics.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I'm going to put it down. Action.
What kinds of movies do you hope to make now, Shaq?
Romantic comedies.
Romantic comedies.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
But a woman falls in love with a basketball player.
Ah, so will it be?
And he goes out and he has sex with a lot of other women.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Sex with a lot of women, right?
She lets him, and it's okay.
And that's fine.
Right. Yeah.
Now, are you going to star in any of your movies or just direct?
Yeah, I'm a hyphenate.
Oh, you're going to direct yourself then?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Like Woody Allen, big time.
Kazam 2.
Kazam 2. So that may be coming then, still. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Rapping Genie.
Right.
Rapping Genie, right. Now, it's interesting that in your movie version of the basketball player having sex with lots of women, that the wife is okay with that. That's not how it worked out in your life, though.
No, this is why movies are better.
Movies are better than real life, right.
Yeah, it's going to be science fiction.
Right, because you don't have to give away half of what you've earned if you fool around.
Yeah, that's right. And also, cut.
You can say cut, right.
Yeah, I can do that.
So you can say action and cut.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, but in between, I think you got to give actors notes.
Roll them.
Ideas? What? Yeah.
Roll them?
Okay.
Speed?
Well, you got the lingo down, Shaq. Sounds like you got that.
Action.
Right.
Cut.
Okay, but you know.
Print it.
If you don't mind my saying.
Moving on. Next setup. Go. Action.
Are you directing a movie right now while we're on the phone with you?
No, I'm directing this interview.
You're directing the interview. Okay. I was just going to say, if you don't mind my saying, it takes more to direct a movie than just yelling action and cut.
Ask Michael Bay that.
Ask Michael Bay that.
Well, good point.
That's actually a very good point, Jack. Okay. Jeremy Piven from Entourage coming up next year on The Kevin and Bean Show in its final season, don't you know? So we got that on the way. Also, Chester B. from Linkin Park straight ahead.
Chester
right now, Ralph
B.
joins us.
Come Come on.
He's not the Cheetos Cheetah.
Nobody calls him Chester B.
I believe, I could be mistaken, but I believe that's his Twitter name is Chester B.
Well, we're in the real world. We're talking to each other like human beings here and this on this realm.
Right. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat Hero.
Oh, damn.
Chester B. I was calling people by their Twitter handles.
Listen, Twitter to Bean is life.
It's true.
It's real life.
All right. Thank you, Clyde Tumbaugh. Let's talk about the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience. You will score a pass, not just one, a pair of passes to the Kevin and Bean screening of One Day, the brand-new film starring Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess. Not only that, you will get dinner for two and a pair of tickets to attend Universal Studios Hollywood. Take the tour and see all the sites they have up there at Universal Studios. It's very impressive, this little package. If you'd like to go, let's take the first three callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. How about that number again? 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First three callers get to see One Day, you get dinner, and you get to go to Universal Studios Hollywood.
It's a great thing.
It's
a little too much.
I think they deserve it. They're nice people.
All right.
Congratulations to Katy Perry. Quite the achievement.
Those boobs?
Yes. And also the fact that she now has 5 number one singles from the same album.
Yay!
Wow. Last Friday Night, the newest single, is currently at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 this week. And it's the latest number one from her multi-platinum album, Teenage Dream. This makes Katy Perry the first female artist ever to reach this milestone.
Really?
She's now tied with Michael Jackson. His Bad album spawned 5 number one singles, and now Katy Perry has done the same.
Giant size can.
And yes, that happened too. But that's pretty impressive to have 5 number one singles.
I'm surprised. If you would have said, like, is this the first woman to ever do that? I would say, no way.
You think somebody else would have achieved it? Yeah. Madonna or somebody,
yeah.
Right?
Whitney, somebody of the day, yeah.
Nope.
How about that?
Katy Perry stands
alone.
I
like all of those. I think this Friday Night one is my least favorite of the 5, but I like them all.
I don't like that freaking extraterrestrial song. That's goofy.
But
probe me, E-T-F-U. This is a movie I would like to see.
All right.
It's being produced by Robert Downey Jr. and his wife, Susan. They're making a movie about the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the story, the Indianapolis was the cruiser, the heavy cruiser from the Navy that was delivering parts for the atomic bomb that was later dropped on Hiroshima.
Okay.
Right!
And it was such a secret mission that very few people were told about the ship, where it was going, and what its cargo was.
Okay.
It was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine, causing the death of 300 sailors. Hmm. And then another 500 of its crew were stranded in the water in life vests and were attacked by giant schools of sharks.
Oof.
So 500 of them were eaten by sharks as they bobbed in the water waiting for rescue.
How could things go from bad to worse like that?
You may recognize this story from Jaws because Robert Shaw's character in that film tells the story about the tattoo he had removed while they're sitting in the boat, and he talks about the USS Indianapolis.
Oh, that's what that was about.
We're bringing the bomb, Chief. The Hiroshima bomb. And he tells the story about how his shipmates were being devoured by sharks sitting in the water for so long.
Yeah, that seems bad.
And because the mission was so secret, the distress call fell on deaf ears for a long time until they finally were able to pick them up. The captain, Charles McVie, was actually court-martialed for the sinking of his ship, saying that it was his fault, and then they went through a lengthy period of time where they tried to reestablish his good name. So it's a lot of fascinating storylines to be explored, and Robert Downey Jr. and his wife are making a movie about it. Now, that's the kind of movie I want to take
that
a look at.
That does sound good. I saw one of those History Channel specials on that same event one time, and it was just, like Kevin said, how can it go from bad to worse to even worse? But it did for those poor men.
Mariah Carey could be working with Simon Cowell on The X Factor. Apparently, she's in final talks to mentor the contestants during the upcoming season one of the show. So you get on the X Factor, you get through the next round, and then Mariah Carey teaches you how to sing like a girl caught in a bear trap, just with those high pitched notes, and you get to sing like your nose is whistling.
She's got an amazing voice, but she crazy.
Yes, we get Mariah Carey and Paula Abdul on the same show.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Oh,
just a wheelbarrow full of crazy. I can't wait. I hope it happens. The show premieres on September 21st on Fox, so we'll find out more.
It's crazy
about it
overload.
Yeah. And David Letterman is the subject of a fatwa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's this about? What did he do?
Apparently, he made one too many jokes about a Muslim terrorist, and now the Muslims are up in arms. In June, he mocked the death of Ilyas Kashmiri, who was a terrorist leader that was killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan.
Okay.
And now they are posting on many websites that he's got to be taken out. One angry poster wrote, "Is there not amongst you a Sayyid Nasser al-Masri? May Allah release him, to cut the tongue of this lowly Jew and shut it forever. Such as Said, may Allah release him, did to the Jew Kahane." Here's the thing, Letterman's not Jewish.
I was wondering that.
But I guess that really doesn't matter if you're a crazy Muslim who wants to kill people.
So they're upset at being characterized as being crazy Muslims. So their response is to act like crazy Muslims.
Yes.
Okay.
So this
may
is,
not be doing their cause much good.
This is on a website that's regularly visited by Al-Qaeda, and apparently they are crying out for his, at least, to have his tongue cut out. You know, just well, that's nice.
Bare minimum.
Not officially calling for his death, just to have his tongue cut out.
Let's get on that website and convince them that it was Jay Leno who made the joke.
Yes, I'd love to see his tongue cut out. And you guys see Midnight in Paris, the Woody Allen movie?
Yes.
In theaters? I did not see it. And luckily for me, they are going to re-release it. It's going out again in theaters across the country beginning next Friday, August the 26th. They're trying to get a bunch of performances from that film, Owen Wilson's, Rachel McAdams, etc., for Oscar buzz. So they want to re-release it to refresh voters' memories. But here's the thing that surprised me about this story. It is Woody Allen's highest-grossing film ever.
Is that
about
right?
That? Of all his many films, he's released, of course, a very long filmmaking lifetime. This is the biggest moneymaker he's ever had. Hmm. So I guess that's even more of a reason for them to re-release it and cash in a little bit extra. But for those of you who haven't seen it in theaters, you have the opportunity. And I think it's an excellent one.
This is one he wrote?
He writes as well.
That's what I thought, but I thought he didn't with one of them recently. But okay.
No, he writes all of his own films, to the best of my knowledge.
Once in a while, he does act in somebody else's movie, but those are pretty rare.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. While we're talking about directors, movie director Roman Polanski is 78 years old today. His films are not being re-released.
No.
He's not even being released.
That's correct.
Yes. Robert Redford turned 75 years old today. Another actor-director. Dennis Leary is 54. Madeline Stowe celebrates her 53rd birthday. And that's a good-looking 53 right there, that Madeline
Stowe. Want a bell for her, for Miss Stowe?
I think so.
Yeah.
Everlast from House of Pain, of course, his own solo career, is 42 years old. Christian Slater also turns 42 today, as does Master Killa of Wu-Tang Clan. Edward Norton, also 42 today. Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable in The Cosby Show, he's 41. Andy Samberg turns 33. And Francis Bean Cobain, that name may sound familiar to you if you're a Nirvana fan. The baby of Courtney Love, of course. And Kurt Cobain turns 19 years old today.
Wow!
Frances Bean, it's all
have you seen her pictures lately, Ralph?
I have not seen Frances Bean.
She looks
lately.
Good.
Oh, easy. Easy.
Well, she does.
DJ Taint. DJ Taint.
Right. Right.
That's creepy.
She's grown up into a pretty woman.
All right. That's creepy.
How is that bad?
Because of the way you went. She looks good.
It's just how I'm you Buzz. Say it. Because Buzz could have said, "I'm Buzz." But he didn't. He said,
"I'm Buzz.
She looks good."
There's a difference.
Yeah. I'm DJ Taint.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Here's all you need to know. Classes, nothing before 11. Beer, it's your best friend. You drink a lot of it. Women, you're freshmen, so it's pretty much out of the question. It's a whole new ball game on campus these days, and they call it PC.
That is the lie that I tell your eyes. Making the magic happen in the moment.
And the Emmy goes to Jeremy Piven, Entourage.
I have a meeting.
At the Playboy Mansion?
Playboy Mansion, strip clubs, whorehouses. I go where the meetings are.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Then hug it out, bitch.
This is the star of Entourage, Lloyd! Three-time Emmy winner, Jeremy Piven!
Who's Jeremy Piven?
We don't know.
Actually, I know who he is. He's that guy on Entourage that airs Sunday nights at 10:30 on HBO. You can also see him in big screen theaters this weekend for Spy Kids 4. Jeremy Piven, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Wow, that was quite an intro. Thank you, my friend.
We like to put those together in case you're either on the show or you pass away. That way we're ready either way.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Well, Jeremy, it's great to have you back on again. We got a lot of ground to cover. First of all, are you guys done with filming the final season of Entourage yet, or are you still working on it?
You know, we are finished, and we're done, and we're halfway through this final season as of now.
Halfway through in terms of what's aired, but you've actually already shot your last scene as Ari Gold.
Correct. We have finished shooting it, and in terms of the ones that have aired, we're 4 out of 8 now.
Gotcha. How did it feel? What was it like? What was it like in those final days on the set? I mean, this has been this has been your showbiz family for the last several years.
Yeah, it's been an amazing run. I mean, as you know, it's tough to get a show on the air, much less going 8 years. So HBO has been great to us, and we had an amazing run, and this season actually feels like our best, and I couldn't have asked for anything more in terms of a way to end this character. He's so completely in love with his wife and his family, and that's what holds him together, and then that's what's being taken away from him this year. So it was as an actor, a great thing to kind of, a great storyline to navigate through.
I'm sorry to interrupt. That episode 4, family and wife, not going so well for Ari.
No, she's kind of heading, she's had enough of Ari.
Yeah.
She's kind of now kind of shacking up with Bobby Flay. So things have become strained in the Gold family.
I always thought it was so strange, and you reminded us on this most recent episode when Ari Gold says, "I've never cheated on you." Doesn't it seem like Ari Gold is the kind of guy who would have constantly cheated on his wife? That's a surprise to me that he never did.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I found kind of amazing about the character, is he's seemingly this kind of, he's a pig. He's an equal opportunity offender, and he's looking at every woman, but he's been monogamous, and the wife and the kids have held him together, and now he's completely unraveling.
But it also looks like he's a guy who's scared to death of his wife as well.
Yeah.
Perry Reeves, it's funny, Perry Reeves who plays Mrs. Ari, and she actually asked to not have a name, and within the next 2 episodes, her name will finally be revealed, and Perry is a sweetheart. I've known her forever, and she's kind of the antithesis of Mrs. Ari, so that's real fun to do that with her.
This is the voice of Jeremy Piven on the show. We're going to talk about his Spy Kids 4 movie in just a minute. One more Entourage question for you, and that is, I don't think there's any show on television that has had more high-profile, big-name guest stars, and a lot of whom are not even actors. You know, the athletes that you've had on, the business people you've had on. Is there anyone that comes to mind for you, Jeremy, that that you were kind of starstruck to meet or so excited to be in a scene with over the course of your time on Entourage?
Seeing Mike Tyson growing up and watching him be the youngest heavyweight and watching his journey was, he's just such
he's a legend.
He's had such an amazing life. And so to work with him was a trip. I mean, we've been lucky to have so many incredible people. And this season, we have a bunch of guys from the Yankees that come on. And but Tyson was a trip working with him. And he was a real sweetheart.
He's super sweet, but don't you also have kind of in the back of your mind, wow, this guy's sweet, and he seems so loving and so the opposite of himself in the ring, but in the back of your mind, isn't there like, he could snap at any moment? Like, I could be in real danger.
Well, you know what? He obviously was so incredibly physically intimidating, and he's now this vegan. He's lost 100 pounds. He does seem like this kind of Buddha now.
He does.
Patient.
All right, let's turn our attention on remaining moments with Jeremy Piven to Spy Kids 4, opening up everywhere on Friday. Of course, Jessica Alba is in this movie. Our friend Joel McHale plays her husband. By the way, is that feasible in real life, do you think? And you are the timekeeper. Tell me about the timekeeper, Jeremy.
Well, I start off as a character named Danger D'Amo, who's kind of the head of the OSS that's giving Jessica Alba her orders as a spy, and then it's kind of revealed that I am various villains as well. So I play about a handful of characters, and Robert Rodriguez wrote and directed it, as he did the other ones. And I had auditioned for him for the original Spy Kids 10 years ago, and I was lucky that I did not get it, because as you know, as an actor, you're auditioning all the time, and you deal with a lot of rejection. So this came around 10 years later, and it was completely worth it, because I don't think I've had more fun on a set than I did on this one, and I mean that. He's one of these guys who just, he loves actors and he lets you play, and yet he knows exactly what he wants. So I had a blast. The timekeeper is someone who is stealing time from everyone so that he can go back in time and spend more time with his father, who died. So my father passed away, and it's a storyline that I could really relate to be honest.
I got
to
tell you, as a parent, you know, when you have kids, you have to go see a lot of movies that you would not want to see. So you quickly identify the ones that you want to try and skip out on, and the ones that will appeal to you as well as an adult. And right. All of the Spy Kids movies have been really great, I think. It's a great franchise.
You know, Rodriguez has five kids, and he tests everything on them. And this is actually 4D, so you scratch and sniff. It's aromascope. Literally tested all of the smells on his kids. So it's kind of like he knows from the jump if it's going to work or not. And he's an incredibly he's just one of those guys that you have to work with.
Right. Well, I know you're out of time. You got to go. Spy Kids 4 opens everywhere tomorrow in theaters. And, of course, Entourage airs Sunday nights. The first airing each week is Sunday nights at 10:30 on HBO. Jeremy, always great to have you on the Kevin Amin Show, man. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me. It was good talking to you guys.
You bet. Thanks.
Got a huge show planned for you tomorrow right here on the Kevin Bean Show, including the spokesperson for the Go Topless event that's happening this weekend. You know, there's a group of women out there, Lisa, who believes they should be allowed to go topless just like men do on the beaches.
Absolutely. And why shouldn't they?
And we believe that as well.
Yeah.
I support that a great deal. So we'll talk to their spokesperson. Also, actor Anton Yelchin is going to be joining us from Fright Night tomorrow. Joe Levy, one of the hosts of the Karaoke Battle USA we were talking about. And, of course, with Maxim Magazine and LaQuisha reviews tonight's Jersey Shore on MTV. All of that happening tomorrow right here on the Kevin Bean Show.
First, let's talk about when you travel. When you go on vacation, you like to buy something that reminds you of where you were.
Your souvenir of
bring
some
it back,
sort.
You get a souvenir, right. Well, apparently more than 1 million people a year visit the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, are cashing in. They got all these little shops around where you can buy little trinkets and stuff. And the mayor is not happy because there's too many penis-like items for sale.
Well, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, just like the Washington Monument or the Space Needle or any other Empire State Building, tall, tall buildings, they're kind of penile looking. I can see that.
Right. But he calls it he calls the souvenirs trashy, and he's not so happy with that. So he wants to try and clean it up.
All right. Well, we want to find out more about this. Producer Alex has us lined up all the way in Italy to talk to the mayor of Pisa. He is Marco Filippeschi. Hey, Mr. Filippeschi. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you do? How you do, Kevin and Bean? How you go?
we go good.
I'm so glad to hear. It's so nice to talk to you. We're America. Hey, how's it going, America?
America,
it's
good.
It's fine. We were talking about how more than 1 million people visit the town of Pisa to see the Leaning Tower. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a big deal here. Everybody come and see Leaning Tower. Oh, let me get a picture. Oh, look, I'm holding it up. It's leaning, but I'm holding up.
They do that
everybody
a lot.
Everybody take those pictures and everybody have a good time.
Now, what's your complaint about the souvenirs?
Too many wings.
Too many wings, okay.
Yeah. Too many cheap, how do you say, gimmicky merchandise with make it look like a Leaning Tower is like in your pants. Hey, look at my underwear. It got a Leaning Tower of Pisa in it.
Yeah, they do sell underwear like that, yeah.
Yeah, or they got, Michelangelo, beautiful statue of David. They have aprons of him with his genitalia hanging out, you know?
Right.
Right. Now, but seriously, I mean, people are just having fun. They're just bringing souvenirs back home. You're making a lot of money off of these places. What's the harm?
Hey, what's wrong with you, eh? There's a kid here.
Well,
you want a kid? You want your kid to see that and see Michelangelo's dingle wangle coming out for you?
Well, it's not exactly being hidden in the world.
No, it's not, but you don't have to make it cheap. Take a beautiful art and make it cheap, a gimmick, a merchandise out
of
it. It ruins everything. We're in a more classy kind of place for the families all to come to Pisa.
I got you.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're looking for classy souvenirs, some that are respectful to the history of your great village.
Look, I don't mind the little statue, Leaning Tower of Pisa, right? But I don't know how to have a statue look like a giant, sea crest, you know? that's not good for anybody. Not good for the tourists, for us, nobody.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
You don't want to be walking down the street with your wife and kids and you have to see like a picture of a giant, a bean hanging out there.
That's appropriate.
Bad. That's all I'm saying. No more. You get a fine now you do that.
You're fighting people. Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the shop owners are playing along or they're not? You have to give out a lot of fines.
So far, they'd be pretty good.
Okay.
But, you never know when your back is turned and the next thing this guy pulls out his Schweinehaken, and then it's all bad.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're doing the best thing you can to clean up your town, I guess. I mean, you know what's best. We don't.
That's right. Don't you forget it. I kill by a door. Shut up in your face.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Then our friend Chester Bennington from Lincoln Park joins us in the next hour. Right now, though, time for a brand new internet roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's internet roundup.
Put these up all so that you can check them out. Some of them don't have audio, so we put them up anyway, like the super hot chick that's on a stripper pole that you have to watch. the guy that gets kicked by a horse, funny. The man that turns his head 180 degrees, funny as hell.
Wow.
How does he do that, by
the way? And Allison Hayslip's Maxim photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
But at least you understand the guy couldn't be looking at you and then turn his head around so he's looking exactly in the opposite direction and you're now seeing the back of his head.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah,
you have to see this to believe it.
Oh, it doesn't look like it could be real. Like, it must be fake, but you sort of get the idea that it's real. The first one that we have audio for is kids, kindergartners, first grade,
mm-hmm.
doing a cover of Everlong by the Foo Fighters. Come on.
Well, that's just annoying.
Right.
She's really good.
Come on with that. And the guitarist is a different person. So what's happening here with
Damn.
The kids that whip your hair? That chick, Willow Smith, is
Smith, right.
starting a problem. Now we've got first grade stars. Kanye and Jay-Z, their first, release is Otis from their new mm-hmm. CD. And, there's a guy who decided to make a video using a dog and a cat.
I'm a dog rapper. Kanye tried to figure this out and said, "Oh, a dog, I understand, but really... deep down inside, we're all cats, right?" No, Jay-Z barked.
Yeah, it's funnier than that.
See, that's Milo and Otis from the movies, from the very popular dog and cat movies that they're parroting there.
Right. The 25 greatest unscripted scenes in film. This is fascinating because they count them down and they show you exactly what was in the script and then they tell you the exact part of what somebody said that was unscripted.
Ooh, I love that.
And it got left in the film.
Now I know you're gay.
Ow.
You want to see Celine Dion not on shrooms.
Very, very funny. You know how I know you're gay?
Oh.
You've TiVo'd every episode of Tourgasm.
You know how I know you're gay?
Ow.
You wanted to put on suits for a 4-hour drive.
You remember that whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right?
how I know you're gay? You like Coldplay, that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
All ad-libbed.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, right?
And some of the lines that are in this montage that, again, you can find the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, are some of the most famous lines from the movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, you talking to me? You talking mm-hmm. to me? From Taxi Driver. I mean, that was a Robert De Niro ad-lib. I mean, it's just fascinating to see the stuff that wasn't in the script.
They just tell him to talk to the mirror, and then he makes all that up. Jamaican woman tries to cast out the white devil. Now, this woman is very scary. She's on the floor. It looks like at a store, like a convenience store or something. And she's feeling the Holy Ghost, I think. I don't know. But the security guard comes up and says, "Ma'am, would you mind moving outside?" And then he's the devil, and she's trying to cast the devil out of him. And it's really bizarre to watch.
God, are you not God? You're not the devil move yourself. I'm not going to tell you about you.
Ma'am, you
look
possessed. You need to go, ma'am.
Satan!
You need to step out,
please.
Satan!
And that manager, that drugstore, whatever manager, has so much patience
yes.
to not just pull her out the door and onto the sidewalk.
Are you kidding? put lay a hand on her, she would take you down.
Yeah. Well, maybe so.
This is a dude who, I don't know that video cameras are the best for everybody. This guy is breaking a windshield with his forehead.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about windshields. They're pretty tough to break.
Yeah.
He's doing it with his forehead.
And why, though?
And you'll
drugs?
Because he's drunk. Mm. And you'll hear his friends, saying, all right, okay, that's enough. Okay, stop now. Okay.
I smashed the back. Now watch this. That's enough, brother. Wait.
Walks around the other side.
Keep recording.
Whoa! Enough.
And Lisa, every time his head comes up from hitting the windshield, it's just, you know, got broken glass in it. He's bleeding.
Yeah.
And then he just goes over and starts doing it again. He's just smashing his windshield. Yeah, it's insane.
And his friends are saying, okay, that's enough. Okay,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, but keep it rolling.
Yeah. No, that was the guy with his head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We need to have Beer Mug try that. I want to find out how difficult it is to smash a windshield with your head.
That's a great idea. John Stamos's Guide to Cuddling is very funny. John Stamos, of course, one of the best-looking guys in the world. Mm-hmm. And he gives you, as men, tips on how to cuddle with women. And he uses the super hot model to show you how to cuddle. Super hot model Bob Saget.
Hi, I'm John Stamos. One of the most handsome men you could think of off the top of your head. So as my gift to you, here are the techniques of my patented Stamos Snuggle Fest. Advanced cuddlers may want to try the Stamos Swaddler. Nothing brings you closer to your lady. And if you sleep with your eyes open, the Stamos way, you get to stare at her face all night long. You can also caress her leg with your foot, or allow your toes to intertwine, doing an affectionate little soldier boy dance.
Yeah. That's
him in bed with Bob Saget. It's very funny.
That's happening. The See Jennifer Aniston Naked Foundation is a video that was put up by Ben Stiller.
Here's a few of the names we've been considering. The Ben Cross. No Child Left Behind. The Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good and Want to Learn to Do Other Stuff Good Too. So You Think You Can Donate. Touched by a Benjil. But the one we finally decided on is the Jennifer Aniston Foundation. Just seemed like more people would go to that. Go to seejenniferanistonnakedfoundation.com.
I think that's a worthy website to go to.
Absolutely. Sure.
And finally, from the Conan O'Brien show, he's got the secret Jersey Shore auditions. These are people who auditioned for Jersey Shore but didn't make it. It's sort of hard to hear their names, so I'm going to tell you ahead of time. The first one is Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, okay.
The second one is John Lithgow. And then the last one you'll hear.
Jesse Eisenberg. If you leave, I'm going to stuff your f***ing nose with tampons. Wait, sorry, I could do tampons. Tampons, sorry about that.
John Lithgow. I'm over here trying to clean my sneaks, and I can't concentrate with all this fighting. Like, they're talking about f***ing relationships, and my sneakers are dirty.
Michael Sorrentino.
Next. I just put my
hand in it. So the situation comes on, and he drives out for Jersey Shore, and they just move on. They don't even give him a chance to audition.
That's funny.
Which I'm glad that didn't happen, because that would have robbed us of a lot of joy. All of these videos are up at KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean, Internet,
see, because...
Yes.
And then,
right.
And then, I'm so glad to be working for a station that has no compunction about capitalizing on the deaths of others.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 752.
I guess there was a reason we never played it when she was alive, but I can't figure out what it is.
Because we're waiting for her to die.
Apparently we're waiting for her to die.
Then to put it in mad rotation.
Sure. Hotter than ever. Well, that's because now we have a good possibility of getting her to come over and play Acoustic Christmas, right? All right. Time to change topics to something a little happier. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Life is funny. Turns out death is even funnier.
Sometimes.
All right. Who's Jennifer Lopez's next husband going to be? Is she going to marry another celebrity? Well, the people at PattyPower.com, the betting website, believe she is. And they put out the odds.
What's Patty Power?
PattyPower.com is an Irish-based betting site where you can go and bet on unusual things. Not just sports, but also things in pop culture. You can bet on who's going to win X Factor. You can bet on, most recently they said you could bet on how Charlie Sheen was going to die on Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
They gave you a list with odds, and it's like a horse races. You get to pick your favorite, and you put down your money, and you see if you win.
All right. Now, she's not even officially divorced yet and is not dating anyone that we know of. Right, Ralph?
Wrong, sir.
Oh.
She has been seen about town with Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Dua Diddy Combs.
Her ex.
Her ex.
She used, yeah.
Yeah. And so, naturally, he is the odds-on favorite at 5-4 to be her next celebrity husband.
Don't you think she learned her lesson by being with him the first time?
Sean?
Yes.
Well, maybe people change,
man. Doesn't he
seem
like such a blowhard?
Maybe people change. Maybe he's learned an important lesson about life and love, and now he's ready to move on.
No.
With the lovely and talented Jennifer Lopez. Other odds are Bradley Cooper, 12-1. Will she marry Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
They're also very close.
Okay.
Having done the Monster-in-Law together. No, that wasn't him. That was Michael Vartan. Never mind. But she does know him somehow, because they've been seen together as well. Okay. Ryan Reynolds is 20-1.
Okay.
Neo, 25-1.
Okay.
George Clooney's going off at 25-1.
What?
Because they were in a movie together 15 years ago?
Yes.
But George Clooney, famous for not getting married, he should be 100-1 or 1,000-1.
Pitbull is 25-1.
Yeah, Pitbull.
Not the rapper, a dog.
A dog.
Oh, an actual dog.
An actual Pitbull is 25-1. Ben Affleck. They're also one of her famous exes.
Sure.
Who's happily married.
Happily married with kids,
until Jennifer Lopez comes back on the market, Lisa. Then it's see you later, Jennifer Garner. I'm going off to J-Lo town.
Would you guys ever throw over Jennifer Garner for Jennifer Lopez?
No, sir.
No.
No
way. No way.
Nope.
He's at 50-1. Rob Pattinson is 80-1.
Come on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is 66-1.
Come on. 66 million to 1.
The longest shots are Charlie Sheen and Prince Harry, both at 200-1. And then Ohani Noah, her ex-husband, is the longest shot of all at 500-1. She probably won't be going back to him anytime soon.
Yeah.
But go to PattyPower.com. Get your money down. I'm just saying, get your bets in, everybody.
How old did we decide she was? Upper 30s?
I don't think we get to decide how old she is. I think she has an actual age that we never
discern. But we investigate and discuss. It was upper 30s, though. She's already been divorced three times. That's where she's at.
That's right.
She looks great, but can't
keep
a man.
She does look great. She's super talented,
right.
And she seems charming.
Yeah.
She'd be great if she didn't practice Santeria. She didn't have that crystal ball. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Have you heard those rumors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary stuff. You know what else is scary? Taylor Momsen's not going to act anymore.
No.
Yes.
Oh, say that's not so.
She left Gossip Girl, and she's focusing on her music full time. She said she is fed up with acting completely. No more acting for Taylor Momsen.
No, 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 no.
She's going to play music full time, she said. Forget acting. I'm going to play music for the rest of my life.
No. No.
So we have that to look forward to.
Hasn't she learned from previous statements that maybe she should just temper it a bit?
Yeah, maybe leave yourself open to anything that might come along.
Not for now.
Because you never know.
Maybe later.
While we're talking about acting, this is good news for Buffy fans. Charisma Carpenter and James Marsters.
Marsden?
No.
Marsters?
Marster?
Okay.
Marster? Marster?
I don't know.
Masters?
Masters.
James Masters.
Okay.
It's not Marsden. I know that much.
Oh, okay, okay.
James Masters played Spike on Buffy. Charisma Carpenter was Cordelia. They are going to get together again for an episode of Supernatural this fall. They'll play husband and wife. So the Buffy the Vampire fans will get to see two of their favorite characters at least share the screen once again.
All right. We need an update for when the movie comes out on DVD. What was that from?
I don't know, but it's fun.
We need an update for when the movie comes out on DVD.
Is that edited?
No.
Or did he say Mitkic?
All of them are edited.
He was waiting for Mitkic to come out on DVD?
That's how it came out, yes.
Wow.
You guys.
Apparently it was from the Kings of Leon director interview. That's where it came from. Cordomar.
Wow. Oh, right, because awesome. I was saying we needed an update on the drinking thing and how they had to... They were pulled
didn't
off
come out that way.
Mitkic.
You guys and your editing. That's a toss-up. Birdation.
That's still the best one ever.
Come on now.
It is.
And Amber Heard's got a new series coming on in the fall called The Playboy Club,
where
she plays a Playboy bunny in the early years of the very first Playboy Club in Chicago, Illinois.
Can't wait.
She said she has always been very open-minded when it comes to matters of sex and love regarding the show. She told Playboy magazine that she never really had to come out of the closet as a lesbian because she's always been very honest about her sexuality. She said she's had successful relationships with men and women both and doesn't care to be put in any category. So please don't call her a lesbian. She is she is omnisexual.
I'm down with that.
She's open to possibilities. That's all.
Excellent.
She's had successful relationships with men and women, so I guess it depends on the person when it comes to Amber Heard, not upon what's between your legs. And I find that remarkably refreshing.
Is meat on the menu this week?
Not this week, but maybe next week is what Amber Heard is saying. This week, maybe all fish diet. Next week, maybe she goes to the steakhouse. Know what I'm saying? You don't know. But she's not saying one way or the other. She's leaving it open, and I like that.
I like it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Roman Polanski, 78 years old today. Where is he now? Is he still in his Swiss chalet? Is he still holed up there?
I think so.
Is he back in France?
You know all things.
What's the deal? What's up with Polanski?
I don't know what the status is. You're right, Ralph. He was sentenced to home arrest in his Million Acres that he can leave. Yeah. But I don't know what he's going on. It doesn't seem to impede his ability to win Oscars, though, no matter where he is or under what kind of house arrest he's serving.
Robert Redford, 75 years old. Comedian actor Dennis Leary turns 54. Lovely and talented actress Madeline Stowe is 53. Everlast is 42 years old today, as is Christian Slater, Master Killer of Wu-Tang Clan, and Edward Norton. Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show is 41. Andy Samberg from SNL and Lonely Islands, he's 33 years old today. And Frances Bean Cobain, young daughter of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love, is now 19 years old today. How time has passed.
No kidding.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What's up? This is Rob.
This is Brad.
And Joe.
From Lincoln Park.
What up? This is Mike Shinoda.
This is Chester from Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park.
All right, Chester, thanks a lot for coming in, man. We enjoyed talking to you.
That was awesome.
We're out of time. Chester Bennington joins us in studio from the band Linkin Park's Secret Show for Japan. We've got news we're going to get to. First, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It was so funny that you made that joke because I was just thinking, wow, I'm not going to have time to even talk about anything.
Yeah, we could have played a lot more songs, too.
We had your buddy Mike in a couple of weeks ago, and he was kind of filling us in on all the details about how this Secret Show was operating, and you're trying to raise a lot of money for the good people of Japan who have had such a horrible year with their natural disasters over there. But I guess it has proven to be so successful that you're moving it to a bigger place. Tell us about it.
It's true. We actually, you know, we originally wanted to do, you know, like a club on Sunset Strip. You know, that's where we got our start, and that's where we wanted to do this show. And, you know, today I get to announce that we've bumped it up to the Mayan Theater. That's where we're going to have the show. And we've actually raised, you know, we've met our goal of $250,000, and we've surpassed that. I think we were at around $270,000.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. I mean, it's really great to see that, you know, we did something where, you know, we're constantly asking people for money. There's natural disaster after natural disaster. And we wanted
and you
to
guys
do something.
You guys are always out there doing something for each natural disaster. I mean, you really are.
We are. And we ask our fans a lot, you know, to do a lot. And they do. And so it's great to see, you know, not only are people participating in a, you know, involuntary way where they buy a ticket to Linkin Park show and they donate automatically that way, all the way to, you know, going out and setting up these websites and raising $500 or more. And they get tickets to the show.
So that's how you do it. You raise $500, and then you get tickets to the Secret Show. And I think this is a way of getting back at all of your friends who have kids or whatever, and they ask because their kid's doing some walk.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
go, all right, I'll right. sponsor him, and I'll sponsor. And you have to sponsor people. Now it's your turn.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn to be sponsored.
Yeah, now it's your turn to be sponsored. And you actually get something really cool out of it that, you know, is something that you look forward to. You know, a lot of these people are getting tickets to the show. A lot of people are getting, you know, signed things from the band. So there's definitely like a tiered, you know, prize, so to speak. But it's really cool to see people getting, you know, really active in going out and raising this money. And it's going to be a really great show.
Let's take one step back and say that Japan, which was just demolished by that tsunami. I mean, you look at that, and in the news cycle of our daily lives, it was everything. And then, like most things, a week goes by or whatever, yeah. and other things happen, and it goes away.
Yeah.
But the damage is still untold. I mean, it's still
exactly.
unbelievable. So you guys are bringing, you know, the attention back to a situation that still needs a tremendous amount of
absolutely.
help.
And, you know, it, like all natural disasters, it's the you know, the immediate disaster part, you know, when it right when it happens is so devastating that, that everyone reacts. You know, it's like when, you know, ants, you know, when the anthill gets smashed, they all kind of freak out and then they calm down and build a new anthill. But it takes a long time to rebuild a city.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to rebuild a country, especially, you know, even countries as advanced as Japan is, you know, thankfully they are. It could have been a lot worse, but it's so devastating that, you know, these people need as much help as they can get. And so these take, you know, these things take a long period of time. And a lot of people lose focus on, you know, the long term relief efforts that need to take place. So we try to keep that on fresh in people's minds.
That's the voice of Chester Bennington from the band Linkin Park in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about the Secret Show for Japan. You can go to secretshowforjapan.com for more information and to buy your tickets. Hey, whatever happened with those nuclear reactors over there, Chester? You may be paying more attention to it than I, but did they ever get those things cleaned up and working again, or are they still shut down, or what?
I'm not really sure. All I know is that it's bad, you know. I don't know how, you know.
Chester's
I'm
not
abreast
the, he's not
to
the
nuclear facilities
guy in the band.
progress in Japan. I actually am making a trip down to see. I can't remember the name of the city right now off the top of my head. It's so early in the morning. I'm
That's
looking
right.
for a pillow right now. But we're actually going down to Sendai, I believe, and uh-huh. And we're going to go, you know, close to, I think we're within like 80 miles of one of the reactors, and to kind of see how, you know, things are coming along and get a feel for
that could be,
you know,
way
the town,
depressing.
The towns around these areas and kind of what they need. Yeah, so.
Sendai's the one that just got washed off the face of the earth, right? Just got just leveled by water, right?
You know, I think they definitely got hit pretty hard. You know,
yeah.
There are images all over Japan though of just vast amounts of land just completely wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, people's homes, everything you can imagine. You know, the stores, the homes, the hospitals, the schools are all gone.
When this show is done, and you've got this large amount of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, who do you give it to? Where does it go in Japan?
Well, that's a good question. We're actually donating 100% of the net proceeds benefit the children affected by the disasters in Japan through Save the Children.
Mm-hmm.
We're very at Music for Relief. We're very, very picky about who we partner up with, because we have an accountability to the people that donate money to us to make sure that their money goes to help the people that they specifically donated for.
Right.
So, you know, we do our best to team up with you know, organizations like Save the Children, and then we know, you know, we work with them to make sure that, you know, the money that we're giving them is going to the people that we you know, are raising money for.
Right.
And that's one of the things about, you know, being a part of Music for Relief that we learned early on was some of these organizations, you know, they're doing great things, but you can't necessarily guarantee that the $1 million you raised for what, you know, whatever you did raise money for is going to go to that thing. You know, they throw it in a pool,
right.
and they kind of have a committee that decides where the money goes. And so we wanted to make sure that we have a more hands-on approach to, you know, where, you know, kind of.
That is an extra
seeing
step.
Where our money goes, yeah.
That is an extra step, because a lot of people that raise money do just raise money and then hope that it goes or whatever. It does
yeah.
take some extra attention to make sure it goes.
And you know, there is a large portion of money that does go to those, you know, that organizations that are huge. I mean, they do send money to the people that you raise money
right.
for, but maybe not all of the money that you raised money.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right. 100% of the net proceeds benefit children affected by the earthquake and tsunami. Of course, we're talking about the Secret Show for Japan. That's the website, too, secretshowforjapan.com. Of course, Music for Relief on the net, too. Chester Bennington is here. We have more questions. We also, you've been talking some about the work you've been doing on a new Linkin Park album. We want to talk a little bit about that. And we want to find out how Rolling in the Deep came about, Chester, which is fascinating to us. All of that when we return here on the Kevin and Bean. That band is Linkin Park. The man singing on that song is Chester Bennington. He is in studio with us here today on the Kevin DeBean Show. The secret show for Japan is coming up soon. And by the way, we didn't even get a chance to mention this last time, but you make your contribution or raise the money to get tickets for the show. And there are various levels, too. The top 50 fundraisers get to attend a meet and greet with the band. Top 10 receive signed instruments from the band. The top fundraiser, is this right, Chester, is invited to watch the show from the stage.
Yep, absolutely.
You should add a level and let them sing a song.
Let them sing. Let them sing with you.
You know what? Honestly, for the work that the top fundraiser did, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we do let them do something crazy.
But try them out first.
SecretShowForJapan.com is that website. Hey, people have been talking to you about this show, and it has come out in recent interviews, Chester, that you guys are already, if not back in the studio, certainly well along the pre-production for a new Linkin Park album already. Is that right?
You know, we just are kind of beginning getting the ball going. You know, we're starting to turn things up and write music, and that's about it. That's as far as we.
Is that exciting, or does it feel like you've got a long battle ahead of you?
You know, it's exciting because it's, you know, it's just a continuation of. It means that we get to continue making music.
Yeah.
You know, there is a daunting kind of feeling when you go into creating something that doesn't exist and you don't know what it's going to sound like or how people are going to react to it. But at the same time, it's really exciting because, you know, we get to work with each other and we have a great relationship within the band, and we have a lot of talented guys who are good songwriters in the band.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. It's a fun process.
And technology has gotten to the point where it's almost portable for you now, right? You can take whatever you need with you in a van if you want, or even in the car, right?
Literally, we can record at any time. Anywhere in any situation, if we so choose, you know. Wow. That's what's crazy. The rig that I travel around with, you know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I would have needed three refrigerator sized racks of equipment with me to achieve what I can achieve with my laptop.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah. One more question on the new music, and I know it may be too early to even categorize it because you're just at the beginning, but I mean, a lot was made of how different A Thousand Suns was, the last record. Do you see this one going in another different direction, or are you still in the same place?
Rap? Or you rap and Mike sings?
I'm actually just going to play drums on the next record.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So good. It's not going to be very good. I apologize.
Do you have any idea of...
You know, it's interesting because stage. I think that for us, it's kind of like, you know, we've gotten to a point where I think, you know, people are going to start expecting that they don't really know what to expect from us, and they just kind of, you know, hope that our songs are good, you
right.
know,
yeah.
and
it's a good place
and
to be.
And I think that for us too, there's going to get to a point where there's kind of not anywhere else we can really go. It's just a matter of, you know, doing things in a new and interesting way. And that's the most challenging part is, you know, nothing that we're doing is all that original. You know, we're using chords progressions that other bands have used. Where, you know, really what it comes down to is the sentiment and the melody and the feeling behind the songs that matter. And I think that, you know, that's where the magic lies. So as long as those things are in place, then it's just about finding really interesting ways of presenting that.
Let me ask you a question about, like, we just played Numb. And obviously that was written at a very, very different time in your life. Mm-hmm. And you still sing it.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to kind of put yourself back in that mindset of that emotion, or do you even try to do that?
Well, what's fortunately for us, I think, you know, our songs can kind of take on different meanings. You know, the way that one person perceives the lyrics to, you know, Numb, compared to the way, you know, someone else does, they're two completely different experiences. And that's what's great about music. Is
you,
like,
don't have to put yourself in that,
yeah,
mindset.
I mean, regardless of what Mike or myself wrote the song about, if the song means something else to someone in, you know, Florida, and that's what they relate to the song, then that's what the song is about. And
right.
that's kind of the great thing about, I think, the lyrical content of our songs, is that they can be perceived in so many different ways. And I think that, you know, that's one of the reasons why we connect with so many people.
That's Chester Bennington again from Linkin Park on the Kevin and Bean Show. Your band is not famous for doing cover versions. I can't think of any before this iTunes Festival one that you did recently.
They do Brick House regularly.
That's true. I do.
If I recall.
At least there's Brick House. Kevin, let's talk about this Rolling in the Deep thing.
This, of course, is the song. So Linkin Park is in England.
Yes.
And how did you decide to do this?
Tell the story.
Well, we basically, we've been putting on these summits for our Linkin Park Underground. And for just casual fans as well, anyone who wants to come to these summits, they can come from all over the world, and we do these really great events for our fans, and they get to participate in a lot of cool things. And one of those things is we come out and we do a question and answer session with the fans, and we typically will play like an acoustic version of a song.
Right.
Well, we wanted to do something special, because once you do it a couple times for us, it's kind of like, okay, we've done that. Like, now it's not special anymore.
All right. What's next?
Yeah. Well, none of us could really agree on what song to play, and none of us really were very excited about playing anything old, you know?
Right.
And so Joe conveniently was like, oh, Chester's always singing Rolling in the Deep. Why doesn't he just do that? And I was like,
were you really singing it all the time?
I was, because my wife loves the song, and I think it's a great song, and so does everybody else.
Everyone. It's the most popular song of the year. There's no question.
It's amazing. I'm sure it's going to go down as like one of the most popular songs of all time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a great song, and Adele's a very great singer, and so I was singing it because it's a fun song to sing
when
you're a singer, and so that's kind of how it happened. And so Mike and I scrambled to learn the song. We ran out and. I'm reading the words off the floor, and Mike is Mike is like trying to remember how the song goes, and it's you know, and miraculously iTunes post it, and people are like, wow, this is awesome, and I'm like, this is insane because it's a horrible rendition of the song, and so then you know, but I could see how people kind of liked it, and iTunes asked us if we would play it at the festival that we were doing for iTunes Festival,
right.
And so we thought about it, and we took the challenge on, and Mike decided to switch. We decided to switch back to playing the piano, and it worked out great.
And it was then that you learned it.
It was then that we actually. Well, then I made sure I knew the words.
Okay, good.
Then even when we were playing it at the show, I had the words printed out and I had to read them. So because I kept getting the lines mixed up in my head.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was interesting because you can see me. I'm kind of like looking down and reading. And then during the performance, I pause after the first chorus.
Right.
And
where you were supposed to come back in?
I was supposed to come back in, but I had forgotten the words. So I paused, and it kind of gave this dramatic feeling to the song. And
like then, you meant it?
Yeah. And then I did it again on the next verse because I didn't remember that one either. And it turned out great. You know, people...
a weird thing too to have a song that's that big, and you were in England when you did it, everybody was singing along.
It was really interesting because it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of, we know we like the song, and I'm sure that some of our fans do, but you know, like everything we do in Linkin Park, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are like, what the heck are they doing?
Yeah,
and so it was really awesome to see this such a diverse crowd of fans out there. There's like these young kids, and then there's these parents out there,
right?
And everybody just started singing. You can hear it in that performance.
Did everybody come in on time for that next one that you skipped?
It was interesting.
Because then you go, oops.
No, it was interesting. Everybody, it kind of just happened. It was like one of those Zen moments. It was literally like, it was the definition of Zen moment. It was, everything just kind of happened. There wasn't any rush. There was no conscious decision making. It was just a flow of energy and music, and it was nice, and
awesome.
It wasn't intentional, but it worked out really great, and people kind of just knew to just let it ride.
Oh, that's
cool. It was
kind
of cool.
Yeah. That's a nice moment. All right, we're out of time here with Chester Bennington. The Secret Show for Japan is coming up. Is this true? The deadline to buy these tickets to be part of it is next Wednesday, Chester? Is that right?
Wednesday, the
24th?
It's August 24th. And
okay.
You can also, you know, you can go to secretshowforjapan.com and you can set up a page and you can raise $500 in donations. You get tickets and you can do it for yourself or you can do it for somebody else. Like, let's say, you know, you're a parent and you want to raise the money for your kids or whatever.
You
to
know
go.
They love the band.
You know, they love the band or your boyfriend or, you know, whoever. You can do it that way too. And what's great about the show as well is that we have a guest playing with us called they're a band called The Bees. They're from Japan, and these, to put it in perspective, I think like 9 out of 10 people in Japan own a Bees record.
The best selling artist in the history of the country.
Yes,
9 out of 10.
That's like impossible to do.
Yeah.
No matter what your population is, your you know, it doesn't matter. It's almost impossible. So this is an amazing band. They have a huge, deep root connection to Japan. So this is a really cool moment.
I think I looked it up when Mr. Shinoda was on a couple weeks ago, and they had had something like, I don't know, dozens of songs in a row that had all debuted at number one. I mean, you've never seen chart domination like anyone in this band, Bees. But yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, opening up for Linkin Park. Again, secretshowforjapan.com. It's for a great cause. 100% of the proceeds going to benefit the children who were affected by the earthquake and tsunami. Chester, thanks so much for coming in, man. Always great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine.
That's Kevin and Lisa's fine appearance on the television show The OC back in the day. Lisa, you were really good on that.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Earlier today, Ralph and Kevin told me that I had been missing out on a musical treat that you guys discovered in the office on Monday. Is that right?
David Lynch, you love, right?
I do love him. He's a phenomenal director, actor, writer. I love this guy.
He's bizarre in every way, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll go on every morning and give the weather forecast. Online. You go, well, right. Why? Who knows why?
There's a demand.
So he's got a new album coming out called Crazy Clown Time.
I like the title.
And Bean hasn't heard it yet. It's rare that we find something that Bean hasn't heard yet, especially about somebody that he loves so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited by this. I mean, I know he's been kind of tangentially involved in music, you know, soundtracks to his films and TV shows for a long time. I know he's been real interested in music, but I've never heard him record something and release it under his own name.
All right. Would you like to hear a little
less
David
Lynch?
Yes, I
would.
Quite sure what he means here.
Well, I mean, it kind of sounds like a Moby track or something, doesn't it?
Except without any talent.
Just electronic and a little like
have a good
sampling.
Day today.
I know. I know.
This one's my favorite.
She stopped to sing since I went and did that thing.
Huh.
I know.
Auto too much. David Lynch?
I know.
It's
Crazy Clown Time is the name of the album, due out on November the 8th. Is this true? Producer Alex has David Lynch on the phone for us?
That's right.
Wow.
That's a little surprise for you. David Lynch, hi.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are very good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. This morning should be sunny.
Right.
With no clouds whatsoever.
We didn't ask.
The mid-80s is what we're expecting temperature-wise here in Southern California.
Okay.
All right. Now, all right. David Lynch, is it true Crazy Clown Time is your album and it'll be due out November 8th?
Yes. I'm dedicating myself to popular music.
Oh, you want to make popular music?
That's what I make.
Oh.
It's pop music.
Okay.
And it's for the kids to dance to and enjoy.
Hmm.
And I think everyone's going to love it very much.
We heard a clip of Good Day Today. We also played I Know.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I Know is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that really expresses a lot of the way people feel these days about how their lives are going.
It doesn't sound like it's even finished, though. It sounds like you were just kind of setting up the studio equipment and accidentally hit record.
Well, that's insulting. Thank you.
I have a track list for Crazy Clown Time.
We've got lots of music on the album, and I hope everyone will pick it up come this November.
I'd like to hear. Can you do some for us? Because I'd like to hear Pinky's Dream.
Well, we've only released the two songs
right.
So far that you can see on YouTube.
Good Day
but
Today, and I Know.
I have the other tracks here. I'm in my home studio. If you'd like to hear some of the other music,
please.
I'd be happy to play it for you.
Please.
We'd
do.
Love it.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic.
What
yeah.
would you like to hear?
Pinky's Dream.
Pinky's Dream. Hold on. Okay, here it is. Pinky's Dream. Pinky's Dream.
Hey, but that's That sounds just like I Know, the one we just played.
Hanky had a dream.
Okay, you haven't finished that one, have you?
And it was pink.
Okay. All right, Mr.
How
Mr.
about
Lynch?
Another one?
What did you think of that one, fellas?
That was unique and really good.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear Noah's Ark. It sounds like there might be a great story to be told in a song about Noah's famous Ark.
Noah's Ark.
Well, this sounds just like the last one.
Noah had an ark.
Right.
He put two of every kind of animal on his ark.
Okay, but you're not singing or anything. You're just...
Then it rained a lot.
Okay, how about... here's what I want. I want Football Game.
Football Game is one I think will be very popular since the album comes out in the fall. And that is when football is played.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Football game. Two different teams play football.
All right. You're not even trying now, David Lynch.
This season they're kicking off from the 35-yard line.
That's a date.
Lots of changes in the rule book.
All right. I don't
so
see
make sure
that.
You know them before you watch to be confused.
All right. We got to go, David Lynch. We're out of time, I'm sorry to say.
Hey, look, that guy just had Gatorade dumped on him.
Okay, crazy.
Oh,
there you go. Crazy.
Cloud time. On the
I don't see kids dancing to it, but all right.
I don't even know.
David Lynch.
Nice talking to you.
Look at that cheerleader's boom.
I think the problem, Kevin, is that we're doing this super secret breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but we don't have all the slots filled. We don't have enough people yet to do the breakfast. What do you want to do about that?
Well, we could give away some tickets. We're going to do it with a game. We're going to do just after the top of the hour. So if you want to call 1-800-520-1067, we will let you play the game. You have to identify some Red Hot Chili Peppers songs that are played by other musicians.
Covers, if you will.
Yes.
Is it called Under the Covers?
It's not, but we could change the name. We still have 5 minutes to change the name if we'd like.
It's called. Is it called Easy Breezy Cover Girl?
No, it's not.
So if you want to go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers Super Secret Breakfast, Super Secret Location with Kevin and Bean, call now 1-800-520-1067. We'll put you on hold for a couple minutes and play after the top of the hour. Now it's time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
Congratulations to Joan of Arcadia star, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and of course my co-star on the series House, Amber Tamblyn.
You haven't been on House, Ralph.
Oh, haven't I? Oh, haven't I? Stitches McGee?
Well, I watched the show. I've never seen you.
You just tune in this fall for the new season of House and see who shows up at the old Princeton Plainsboro Hospital there, my friend.
You're going to be on House.
I will be on the second episode of the TV series House this season.
Do you get to die?
I do not get to die. They looked at my character and said, we better keep him around for a possible return. So we should,
maybe a spinoff.
We should hold off on killing this character off because he's just too good. They said.
Did you hear them say that?
It was implied by the fact that I was not killed. I think they are hedging their bets and they're keeping that character alive in their back pocket in case they need to pull him out later on.
That's awesome.
Hey, and Dr. House, he could retire. They may need a new doctor to run that hospital.
That's right.
Dr.
Maybe
your character
maybe
is the guy.
Dr. Bobby will come along.
Okay. Are you Bobby on the show?
I am Bobby on the show, yes.
Are you a doctor on the show?
I am not a doctor on the show, but I have a huge potential.
You don't strike me as a Bobby. I don't see you as a Bobby.
I'm a Bobby.
I guess that's what the acting is about.
It's so funny. The series takes place in New Jersey.
Right.
Uh-huh. So they said, don't cut your hair. We wanted to have like a longish sort of East Coast kind of hairdo going on. I said, all right, that's easy enough. They said, could you come in for a wardrobe fitting? And I said, of course I could. Let's take a look at the costume I'm going to be wearing. So I go in there, and they put me in a rather nice collared dress shirt and then put a black leather blazer on top of me.
No.
And I said, that's what I wear in real life.
That's my clothing. Are you making
How
fun of me?
How is this costume supposed to be a drunken Jersey guy?
Well, we didn't want to tell you, Ralph,
and then
but
they
it's
put
time
a,
you knew.
Then they put a chain around my neck with like a big gold eagle on it around my neck. And I said, oh, okay, now I get it. That's the character.
You also have that, don't you?
I don't, but I looked in the mirror and I said, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I've been in bars with that guy.
Yeah.
So I thought it was so funny. They gave me the costume, the wardrobe was something they could have pulled out of my closet.
Just wear what you
well,
have.
Well, it sounds like they cast the right guy then.
A drunken East Coast party guy who's got a drinking problem and is a bit belligerent.
Sweet.
How did they think of me for this role? I have no idea.
Can't put that together.
But I had a great time over there, and we'll talk more about it as we get closer. But yeah, episode two this season, I get to be on the show.
Awesome.
Very exciting. I got to work with Robert Sean Leonard.
Oh,
he plays
so
Dr. Wilson on that show.
He's so good.
Could
so good.
Not be a nicer guy. Well, everybody over there was so kind to me, the cast and crew. So it was
did you meet Olivia Wilde?
No, she was not in the episode that I was filming.
Burn.
But a lot of interesting changes coming up for House this season.
Is that right?
No spoilers here, but I have I've glimpsed into the future of House and some good stuff.
Do you become a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, House becomes a woman.
Now, I feel like this was a tangent we went off on, but you were starting to tell us some news about the beautiful Amber Tamblyn.
Yes, she is engaged to the beautiful and talented David Cross from Arrested Development.
Is he beautiful?
He is to me.
Okay.
Of course, I played Tobias on that show. How funny was he? How funny
the
is
best.
He? Just in
the
general.
Best. The best.
People.com reports that they've been dating for at least 2 years officially, but they've been rumored to have been seeing each other as early as 2008. He is 47 years old. She is 28 years old. Well done, David Cross.
No kidding.
Goldie Hawn had an interesting lunch date this week. New York Post says she was seen in a restaurant sitting down, having a lengthy conversation and lunch with 50 Cent. Goldie Hawn and 50 Cent.
I'm busy now. You can't be hounding a pimp.
Having a lunch, just chatting away like they were old friends.
Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
And 50 Cent.
I love Private Benjamin. Wouldn't that be great if he was just a huge Goldie Hawn fan? Can I ask you some questions about Overboard? I love that movie. Friends say that they were just got along like a house on fire, the two of them.
Nope.
What could possibly draw them together?
I don't know.
I can't imagine.
After the lunch, apparently they argued on who was going to pay. Each wanted to pick up the tab. 50 won when he shot Goldie Hawn.
I don't...
Yeah, that's what happened.
Is that in the story?
Shot her. Yeah. Shot her dead.
I don't think we would have heard about that.
I guess you would have. Scarface! Al Pacino's Scarface is coming back to the big screen. 375 theaters around this great country of ours are going to show it on August the 31st to mark the upcoming 30th anniversary of Scarface.
Now, I haven't seen that movie in forever. Does it hold up, Ralph, if you're to sit down and watch it today?
It does. For what it is, it holds up enormously, which is a complete re-envisioning of the classic gangster movie. It really is an old-style gangster movie from the 40s, just brought up to date. Yeah, it feels a little dated with some of the 80s references and some of the fashion and stuff like that, but it holds up in the classic sense that if you watched Angels with Dirty Faces or Little Caesar or any of the classic old Warner Brothers gangster movies from the 30s or 40s, they would look like a period piece, but they would also hold up as great filmmaking, and I think Scarface absolutely holds up.
And Scarface still holds the record, I believe, for the most F-words in a motion picture.
I believe it does.
That's true.
It's been restored. It's going to have a high-def picture and enhanced audio.
Sweet.
And so you get the whole deal of the brand-new releases. You can see it in theater. I'm going to go see it in the theater because I haven't seen it on a big screen since it originally came out. But August 31st is the date you can see it, probably at a theater near you. And then the Blu-ray is going to be available on September the 6th. You can pick that up and see all the new features and all the new versions of it. So check it out. Today's celebrity birthdays. Roman Polanski, 78 years old today. Robert Redford turns 75. Dennis Leary turns 54. Madeline Stowe is 53 years old. Everlast, Christian Slater, Master Killa of Wu-Tang Clan, and Edward Norton all celebrate their 42nd birthdays today. Malcolm Jamal Warner is 41, and Andy Samberg from SNL turns 33 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We got a long history of great breakfasts with here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Some of the biggest bands we've ever played. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are up next. Super secret location, super secret time and place, and we're going to allow you to get in right now. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-520-1067, but listen to what you have to go through to win it.
And now Kevin and Bean present Red Hot Stringy Peppers, the songs of the Chili Peppers played by a string quartet. Identify the song, and you may win tickets to the Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sorry, the Red Hot Stringy Peppers is the best we can do.
This is going to be awful. I can't. Wow. All right, let's start with Layla or Lila, whoever, on line one, joining us to be our first contestant here. How do you pronounce your name, my dear?
It's Layla.
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 Hi.
All right, so as Mr. Announcer Man just told you, all you have to do is identify this Chili Pepper song. You'll hear it in the string quartet version. Are we playing it just once or twice
yep,
here, Kevin?
Just once.
Just once. Listen up. Here it is.
Okay.
Sheila.
Yes.
She was singing.
What song is it? Don't talk to your friends. Talk to us.
Can you do it one more time?
Nope.
Nope.
Sorry.
Take
a
guess.
Other side.
Yes.
Yes.
That's correct.
The other side.
I can't believe you got it.
Oh my God.
I would have never thought you would get that. Congratulations.
No, I didn't think so either.
You will be at the breakfast.
Oh, my God. I'm seriously going to cry
right
now.
You can cry now, but don't cry at the breakfast because that makes us uncomfortable. We can't handle emotion.
God.
All right.
Thank you, Layla. Wow. Who had money on her picking that one out? Come on.
When she said, can you play it again? I was like, no way.
Let's try Chuck. Chuck is online, too. Chuck, a lot of pressure now because a girl figured one out. Let's see how you do, okay?
You got Hey Bean, you're alive. I'm very happy.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
No, cool. Bean's death corner for Bean himself. All right, here we go. Here's your song.
You don't want to hear this, but that one's pretty easy, dude.
Okay.
Come on now.
Give It Away.
That sounded like Give It Away to you.
That was Under the Bridge. Listen again.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, there you go. Nice try, though, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Liz, line 3. Hi, Liz.
Just on tempo alone, Give It Away is a fast song.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's the Red Hot Stringy Peppers. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
Go. Seems tough.
Crap. Parallel.
Sorry, that was Danny California. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, man.
Karina, line 4 is next. A lot of ladies weighing in for the Chili Peppers today. Sure. Hey, Karina, welcome to the show. You ready to play?
Yes, thank you. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I don't know if you noticed, but when it comes to lyrics and or titles, it's all women that get them.
Yeah.
They're way better at it than we are,
guys are terrible. All right, here's your string version. All right.
By the way.
Yes.
By the way, I tried.
Nicely done.
Beautifully done. Congratulations. We'll see you at the Super Secret Breakfast next week. Let's try Gina. Gina is on line 5. Hi, Gina.
We're not even doing a drawing. This is crazy. We're just giving the tickets away.
You get it. You're in. You ready to go? You ready to play?
Oh, I'm so freaking out so bad, yeah.
Okay, good luck. And by the way, we asked why these things existed one time, and somebody told us, you know, I work in an office, like a lawyer's office, where they have to play this kind of music. So we get these kind of songs, and then no one knows the difference.
Yeah, because the words are going through my head as you play it.
They think it's, you know, nice music or whatever. Mm-hmm. The old people think it's nice music. All right, here's the version. You got to tell us the title.
Okay. Did a little more of it.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say scar tissue.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
I got a bad disease.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite song.
Then how did you miss it? That was Soul to Squeeze.
On my 21st birthday, they played it at the concert for me.
You're a bad person.
I'm very sorry.
We have time for just one more contestant, I'm sorry to say, and this is going to be our man David. He is on line 6. David, take us out on an up note. You're going to get this one?
Hopefully.
Good luck.
Here's your song.
Oh, wow.
No, not oh, wow.
If you know the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know this song. I guarantee that. Big, big song. Sounds just like it.
Is this taking us out on an up note, Bean?
No, it's not. It's really good. Say it.
I'm going to go with Californication.
Yes.
No possible way.
That is taking us out on an up note. Californication. You
were right.
Wow.
Was that just a stab in the dark, or did you think it might be that?
I was trying to think as long as the same tempo and, like, same
kind of rhythm, and
that was
I got pretty lucky, man.
Wow. Congratulations. All right, we just put in a few more people. Thank you very much for listening. We put a few more people in the Super Secret Breakfast. We'll have more tickets you can win tomorrow right here on the Kevin DeBee Show.
You've been listening to the Red Hot Stringy Peppers. You get it? Because they're played by a string quartet. Oh, how do we do?
Time for one more look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman. He joins us in studio now on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Whatever with that. Whatever with showbiz news.
But that's what? That's what this is about.
No. That's the segment here.
No, this is about giving away passes to cool things for people.
Ah.
This is like QVC for movie geeks.
This is bribery is what this is.
DVC. Here is your lovely ticket package for today. It is called the Ultimate One-Day Hollywood Experience. We're calling it that because here's what you get. You get a pair of passes to attend the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of One Day, brand new romantic film between Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess. They're the stars of the film. You can go to experienceoneday.com, by the way, for more info about the film. But it's basically about two young people who spend the night together in college, and then year to year we see where they are in their lives on that very same date for the next 20 years. And will they get together? Will they not get together? Will they remain friends? Will their relationship be strained by sex?
And
you'll find out in One Day. You also get dinner for two and a pair of tickets to go to Universal Studios Hollywood. All of that in one neat package. We're calling it the One-Day Hollywood Experience. If you'd like to go, first two callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you're lucky enough to get through, you will get the prize pack. And if you're not, don't worry about it, because the movie's in theaters everywhere tomorrow, August the 19th, and you can see it at a theater near you. So either way, you win. While we're talking about winning, Katy Perry... Congratulations to Katy Perry. She is now the first female artist ever to have 5 number one singles from the same album.
Yay!
Her latest single, Last Friday Night, is at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 this week. And that is the 5th number one single from her multi-platinum album, Teenage Dream. She's now tied with Michael Jackson.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's hard to do that. I mean, and I'm thinking about some of the big names, you know, your Madonnas and your Janet Jacksons and those types of Beyonce who have had multiple number ones, but very rarely do they get anywhere close to that off one album.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's Bad album spawned 5 number one singles, but this is the first lady who's done it. So congratulations, Katy Perry. Well played, madam. While we're talking about hot chicks, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
She's talking about her new TV series, The Playboy Club, where she plays a Playboy bunny at the very first Playboy Club ever in Chicago. And she has garnered a certain amount of attention lately for her sexuality. She now is in a relationship with a woman.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
However, Amber Heard would not like to be put in any particular category when it comes to her sexual preference. She says she's always been very open and honest when it comes to romance. She has had successful relationships with men and women.
All right.
So she doesn't really care to be put in any particular category, but she says it's about the person for her, not about the sexuality.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
See, that's bad news for us, because here we were. We all lusted after Amber Heard, and then we thought she was a lesbian. We're like, okay, that's one I can check off my list. I don't have to worry about trying to pursue her because I don't have a shot. Now she's telling us, maybe we do.
You know.
Yeah, maybe I do.
But
Amber Heard is saying, maybe I do have a shot with her.
She's saying in general.
She is saying in general, in this interview, Ralph still has a chance.
Your name.
Well, she's not. She can't be obvious about it. She can't be, you know, spilling names all over the place, but she is sending a subliminal message saying, yes, there is still a chance.
To all men in
Could
general.
We have our former sign-holding friend Nick review the Playboy Club for us when that hits the air?
I met her at a liquor store. I wrote a script for her, and she's the only one who can play it.
It's called The Princess of Zimbabwe.
What do you
she
think?
She has to save the magical forest from all the electric pine cones that are possessed by Satan.
It sounds like a hot show, and I don't know that I want to hear Nick talking about it.
I don't know. I didn't find it very believable.
I mean, come on.
With all the playmates that I've hung out with.
What's less sexy than Nick?
They Remember should make how... my 900-page screenplay into a TV series.
Remember how upset he was? She was in Zombieland, right? Wasn't it? He was just furious at her for being that piece of trash.
Oh, it was so good. That
movie. It was so good. I know. That's why Nick's classic.
She should be in the Kingdom of Zamblakwar.
I wouldn't use her in shows like that. I don't approve.
Douchebag.
He loves him some Amber Heard.
Hey, you know this Gerard Depardieu?
Yes.
One of the legendary actors of French cinema. He is drunk.
Fat
and drunk.
Oh, really?
At least he was recently on a City Jet flight where the...
Does he have a drinking problem? Like, is that...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And a big guy like that, you think he'd take a lot of liquor.
Well, how do you think he got so big?
Yeah.
He was on the jet plane. I don't know when he's coming back.
File. Oh, come on.
Instant, really?
Instant file.
And, come on. He was on the plane and he said he had to go wee-wee. And the flight attendant said, no, sir, you have to wait until we take off. You cannot get up out of your seat, please. And he said, but I must go. And she said, no, you cannot go, sir. Please remain seated. And he decided that he would just unleash his stream on the floor of the plane.
What?
That's what he did.
Awesome.
Not awesome.
The plane wasn't in the air, right?
No.
It was just, okay.
And awesome if I'm not there.
So then they threw him off the plane with his bag and said, why don't you take another flight, sir? Because now we've got some mopping up to do, thanks to you. So this story has been all over the place. A lot of people talking about it. What the hell? They said he smelt of alcohol. There may have been some heavy drinking involved.
Right.
That's why he had to go. He now claims he was just trying to go in a bottle and missed.
Wait,
that's
even
his cover story.
But wait, the cover story of going in a bottle is unacceptable.
Well, he was trying to be, you know, discreet about it and just trying to fill one of those tiny liquor bottles with urine, I guess. Regardless, Anderson Cooper covered the story yesterday on his program. And he's got a section called The Ridiculist, where he talks about people in the news who are ridiculous, and he puts it together. This story really tickled Anderson Cooper.
Of course.
And I've seen him laugh at some of the jokes they write for him in that segment previous. You know, he'll laugh at some of the bad puns they make, and they make some bad ones in this one. But he starts talking about, well, thank God he didn't have to go Depardieu. he just did number one. He didn't go Depardieu.
Right, which is
his name is Depardieu.
Is
his name.
Got it.
Didn't go Depardieu.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you understand or not, because there's number one, there's number two,
and
number
one
is Depardieu.
We got it.
And he said, thank God he didn't go Depardieu.
Right.
And Anderson thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard, to the point where it was laughing in church kind of giggles where he could not collect himself, could not carry on with the broadcast.
I love that.
So I brought you just the beginning of his meltdown, and then you'll be surprised at how long he loses his S.
Depardieu. I know you got it, but...
Come on.
Oh, my God.
I would watch CNN all the time if this is it.
And he's the face of the network, right?
Sorry, this actually never happened to me. I always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think
it. Come on.
All right. Sorry. All right.
And then he carries on with
that
the rest
the
of his broadcast.
That is the highest giggle.
He laughs like
so
a little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Let's take a look. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor, director Robert Redford is 75 years old today. Director Roman Polanski celebrates his 78th birthday. Dennis Leary is 54 years old today. Leary looks pretty good for 54, by the way.
Yeah.
You see him on that Rescue Me, you wouldn't guess he's 54 years old.
It's a good
old.
Show.
Madeline Stowe's 53. Everlast is 42, as is Christian Slater, Mastakilla of two Wu-Tang Clan, rather, and Edward Norton. Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show is 41, and Andy Samberg from SNL turns 33 years old today. Frances Bean Cobain, young daughter of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain, 19 years old today. Man, how time has flown.
No kidding.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. Bean just had surgery on Wednesday and didn't tell his dad. And his dad found out from his brother.
Not important that they cut me open and gutted me like a fish, Dad.
So tomorrow we're going to talk about your parents found out things that maybe you should have told them. Mm. Perhaps maybe a phone call or even an email
going
or text.
Going under the knife be one of those?
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
yeah.
Chief felt like he shouldn't have to hear it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. I've been running around. You know what I mean?
File. Also, Anton Yelchin tomorrow, talking about Fright Night.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Movie Beat, because it's Friday. We have Joe Levy from Maxim Magazine and also Karaoke Battle USA.
Yeah.
He's one of the judges, don't you know? We have LaQuisha on Jersey Shore.
Wow.
And we have your tickets for our breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.